apply.
Anticipation and expectation. I think that's what you could call this next Congress coming in, and it's a tall order for John Boehner, who is the new Speaker of the House. Remember, the Tea Party helped get a lot of the new Republicans in place in the midterm elections. Now, what will happen once they get in there? Because trust me, the people who laid the vote down, I think in a lot of different states, in a lot of different, with a lot of different scenarios that were hanging over the balance of power, are expecting a lot. So Boehner is now part of this big change in Washington. In fact, he's the 61st Speaker of the House. Did you know that? And he's right there in the center of things, because now you've got a president and a Congress who squarely are on different teams. Bipartisan, do you think? Or more partisan politics? I think there's going to be a lot of challenges ahead, no doubt, but serious things that affect all of us in this country. I don't care about the politics of it in the end. I care about the results. Let's get some results. I'm tired of a lack of action in D.C. A couple of things that I'd love to see is that mandatory reading time for bills. Imagine you actually have a senator or congressperson who knows the basics in whatever bill it is that they're voting on, instead of being handed the cliff notes from their aides. That'd be one good thing. The other thing would be, wouldn't it be interesting if they could do away with lame duck Congresses altogether? Did you know that that's a bill that is up for a possible vote in the next couple of weeks? Don't know that there's going to be much support for that, because the leftovers sometimes like to swing their votes, and that's what happened in December. Clearly, new battle lines are drawn, though, and that's what we'll be talking about a lot on America Tonight. We're going to Washington at the tail end of the month to talk about health care, the pros and the cons of it, looking at all angles, not just those who are saying, forget it, this is brutal, the individual mandate, just repeal the sucker. We're looking at it all angles. My name is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. That's just a little taste, a preview of things to come. Got an interesting hour, including a conversation with Stephen Shohat, who is such a Hollywood insider, and we bring him aboard to talk about, this time, politics and actors. Alec Baldwin saying he wants to run for office. And you have a few others who also have those ambitions. Do actors make good politicians? Boy, we could certainly talk about that for a while. Let's head out, though, and take a call. Daniel in Minnesota, how are you? Thanks for the call. You're our leadoff man this hour. Hey, Daniel. Oh, I think Daniel dropped off. Next time we'll give you a free pass. How's that? He needed the fast pass because he was waiting in line, I think, for a little while. You know, you get the reference, right? Disneyland. You already pay a fortune to get in, but then they have these fast pass. And it turns out if you don't have a fast pass, you can't get back it. You can't get through the lines for the attractions you want to see anyway. All right, just like that, boom, Daniel's back with us. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just I wanted to make a comment on what you said earlier about the kind of the celebrity pull, or how it draws people's attention.
Yeah.
And there's a show that is on where it says celebrity without makeup. Why do I want to sit in my living room and watch people without makeup? We have two wars going on. Our country is a little bit shaky economically and socially right now. And it worries me, because if that's the focus of what the future is, we're in big trouble. because my niece was telling me that they did a thing at her school, and 40% of the children couldn't name Winston Churchill or Roosevelt, but they knew who Paris Hilton was.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. That's scary, isn't it?
It is, and it kind of goes back, it may sound a little cliche, but it kind of goes back to what Kennedy said about taking interest. What do you do? What can you do for your country? And cause I think a lot of places that are so self-concerned about their own little world that they forget that their own little world won't exist if their country goes belly up. And we need to maintain our house.
Absolutely. Good point. And that's the problem. It's all about the 15, Daniel, it's all about that 15 minutes of fame at whatever cost. When you have this guy calling himself the Situation, who I'm sure knows nothing about what's really happening in New Jersey, but it's all about, is he going to go out to the club that night? Is he going to suntan? Is he going to lift weights? Whatever. Making $10 million. Unfortunately, that lopsidedness, the youth of the country a lot are drawn to that. I would like to think, and I know there are wonderfully smart people out there in their early 20s or people that are in college right now, and let's hope that more of them get involved because that's the future. Where are we, like you said, if all of that tanks and it's more about TMZ and National Enquirer and what movie star is doing what, that's a sad state of affairs.
I agree, and you, instead of paying attention to the situation on the Jersey Shore, we should be paying attention to the situation that we're all facing.
Absolutely.
And I mean, get our priorities in order, because if the foundation crumbles, there's no place to put the house.
Well said, Daniel. Thank you for the call. Excellent. He's such a good caller. You call any time. He listens to us, by the way, in Fargo, North Dakota. There's a station, one of our great stations, WDAY, Fargo, North Dakota. I was looking up some stuff about Fargo, a place that was founded back in 1871 and is known for retail and manufacturing. It's a big educational hub for that area. And it's also the home to North Dakota State University. But nobody out there can tell me, except for somebody in North Dakota, what the mascot is for North Dakota State University. I bet you.
Bison.
It's a bison?
Yep.
You look that up.
I know that. I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, that's too much of a layup.
Bison and the University of North Dakota, the Fighting Sioux, but I think they have to change their name due to some Native American that whole hiccup that happened a couple of years ago with the lawsuits.
Right, because there were certain things like Florida State and the Seminoles,
right,
and the Indian coming. Yeah, the sensitivity of the Indian nation, various Indian tribes not liking that idea. Yeah, you're right.
That's
about the Fighting Sioux. How about that, the bison? All right, give that man a lollipop. That was very good. Also, one other fun fact. I don't know why I'm just throwing this out here. We love our Phillies. We love WDAY, too. It's a heritage station, been around for a long time. During the 1880s, I was reading this, it was the divorce capital of the Midwest. Why? Because the divorce laws were pretty lenient then. I say Texas is now the divorce capital of the United States, like drive-through divorces. Maybe Vegas. Vegas, you can get married and divorced, I think, in the same weekend practically. Hang with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome Ellen Ratner to the show for Talk Radio News. Big day, Ellen. It was the tale of the first timers and some of the familiar faces. What was it like?
Well, I'll tell you, it was very, very busy up on the Hill. The only time I really saw it, I've seen it busy twice. One was when it went into Democratic hands, and the busiest time, because they actually did a radio row, was when Gingrich took over.
Wow.
In 95, so a long time ago.
Yeah, no kidding. So you'd stack it up there with that. So it's one and two.
Oh, I would
basically
definitely stack it up there with that. Yeah. It was pretty insane up at the Hill there today, and we were staked out at both the Senate side and the House. I talked to several people who were new incoming senators on the Senate side. We had some of our other staffers talking to House people, but they are very focused, at least the senators are, on economics. I don't think they're going to get waylaid by social issues, et cetera. I think they know that they have to deliver on economics or they're going to be out too.
Yeah, no kidding. And so already the House jumps right into it, right? They approved the Republican rules package for the 112th Congress. That vote was 240 to 191. I was reading that earlier. But, you know, we knew this was going to happen, right?
We absolutely knew it was going to happen. And now we know what also is going to happen is that the Democrats are now putting together, they're going to say, okay, if you're going to do this health care bill, then we are going to also add our own amendments. And 63 Democrats are putting forth four amendments to the health care bill saying older people are going to get health care. You're not going to get rid of people with pre-existing conditions. And it's really a test to the Republicans to see if they just want to repeal the health care, or do they want to make sure that there are some real issues that get dealt with?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And, you know, Claire McCaskill, you know this, you're talking about being on the Senate side. She certainly knew what that was all about, and she's saying that you got to find other ways to boost insurance enrollment and whatever as kind of, I guess, a hint as to things to come, saying that maybe there's other alternatives to individual health mandate, because we know that's the sticking point, and I'm sure you're going to hear more about that.
Well, yeah, I think we are going to hear a lot about health care, and that's next week. The Senate will be out until the 24th, and the House is actually going to be in. The vote on health care takes place on the 12th.
Wow. How about Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, the White House press man, press guy? He's gone now. So what was the reaction?
Well, he'll be gone in February. Either Jay Carney, who works for the vice president, or Bill Burton. We're all hoping it's Bill Burton. Bill Burton is extremely well-liked at the White House. Gibbs had a little more hard time, to say the least.
Yeah, Bill Burton. All right, we'll write that name down. Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure, of course. Talk Radio News. Thanks for the update. All right, Ellen was talking there about, or I mentioned to Ellen about Democrat Claire McCaskill. It was a huge deal, actually, kind of a little mini bomb on the day that suddenly she came out and she said, okay, maybe we should look at something else instead of individuals having to buy insurance, because I heard she was getting bombarded by people who are very unhappy that she represents about the individual mandate. This is the number one sticking point in healthcare. When we go to Washington at the end of the month, this is something that we're going to be talking about a lot with a lot of the people that are on the Hill and many of the newsmakers there who are pushing for different things with healthcare. And we're going to look at both the pros and the cons of what happened, the aftermath, and everything that's contained in this law that many people don't realize on both sides of the aisle. So Obama's new health care law, that was one of the things. Individuals have to buy health insurance. And Claire McCaskill is certainly an administration ally. So the Missouri Democrat, I think, surprised a lot of people in saying what she said. But she knows, listen, this shows you the game of politics. She knows that she's going to have a very tough time in 2012 in that re-election bid process. So she's tweaked her views a bit here by saying there has to be, you know, some other way, which means she's going to be part of that process. In August, 71% of Missouri voters approved a measure against the individual mandate. We have a lot of listeners in Missouri. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. 71 is a very big, big number. All right, some other little things that came out on the day. You know, mostly it was a big photo opportunity. You had so many new people. There were a lot of folks that brought kids to Congress to watch the swearing-in, either on the Senate side or on the congressional side, both chambers, basically. So there was a lot of that. But there were also a few things that happened, and there were some shots across the bow, to say the least. Rand Paul was pretty vocal, although he's been very, very vocal about economics in his whole run up to winning that Senate seat in Kentucky. And his father, Ron Paul, the longtime congressman from Texas, has been pretty vocal on the same end. They agree on this pretty much, talking about slashing federal spending, $100 billion. It is like spending. It is funding and spending, slashing that budget. And right now the United States still has only 1 in 10, that's chances, to actually avert an economic catastrophe. Wow. It was interesting to see both of them side by side, Rand and his father, Ron Paul, talking about the same thing, that coming up with something realistic that can be done, and that having this cut, if you could roll back, if you could have the $100 billion cut, think of the word billion, though, $100 billion, it would push federal spending back to the 2008 levels of spending. But what to do and where to cut to be able to do that? You would be cutting out a ton of government. That's for certain. There's no question. You know, the big deal, Congress looking at raising the debt ceiling, which has definitely hit its head on that ceiling, with a $14.3 trillion limit. That's why there's been so much talk about the deficit, what do you do, where can we cut, what about spending, because you've got also that debt ceiling that's hanging in the balance. Now, it's been raised many, many times, 70-plus times over the course of our history, many of those times after 2001, I think like seven times. And economists pretty much across the board, from what I've been able to garner, predict that Congress has until March or April to authorize the federal government to run up more red ink, because it's simple mathematics. They used a 10-week freeze. Otherwise, you're going to shut down some of the government's functions. So if you have to go to the DMV, well, I guess that would be state, right? I'm trying to think. What would you have to do federally? If you have to use any office federally where you have to do some kind of function that could be shut down, make sure you do it ahead of time, because that's what could happen. They'll just start to lop off some of the arms. How are you going to pay for it? It's very, very disconcerting, and I think in the next couple of weeks there'll be more conversation about that. And Senator Paul is saying he's voting to raise the debt ceiling, but he's only going to do it once. He said he'll cast that vote if and only if Congress agrees to a rule that all future budgets have to be balanced. Oh, can you imagine that? You would think that that would be an obvious thing to try to set out and do. But now it's like a magical mystery as to how this money evaporates into thin air. That's part of the problem, some of the irresponsibility. And, of course, Congressman Ron Paul has been a champion of that for a very long, long time. The loose bucks, I call them loose bucks. Where are the loose bucks? How did we get to this point? You know, Senator Obama, when he was a or President Obama, when he was a senator, when he was Senator Obama, he voted against raising the debt ceiling. And now it's like Henny Penny, the sky is falling. What do you do when you're talking about $14 trillion, almost $15 trillion? And I think that this is going to be much more of a fight than expected. I think there's going to be a real tug of war over this, and there is a chance you could see a little bit of a government shutdown. In the next 4 to 5 weeks, we'll be able to gauge it. And, of course, we'll be in Washington talking about health care, but we'll also be able to get a keener eye on what the conversation, I think, is in the hallways of the Capitol. So we're really looking forward to that. Hang with us coming up on the next side of this as we turn the page. We're going to fill in the blanks on some other things that happened on the day.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Down the street, we'll wait out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
Speaking of another one biting the dust. Sadly, that's happening with the birds. Paying attention to what's going on with all these birds that are dropping dead all over the place. It's not just Arkansas anymore, which, by the way, there were a lot of guns that went off for New Year's Eve, and they can point to fireworks celebrations in particular in that area in BB, Arkansas. And I'm buying that one. But all the other blackbirds, these red tipped blackbirds that keep falling from the sky. It seems a little odd to me since the birds have flown around with noises their entire life. They found dozens of birds dead in Sweden. So now outside of the U.S., they're saying the same thing in one of the major cities there on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. They did a few autopsies on, I guess, a handful of the birds. They said it was sudden hard external blows that seemed to kill the birds. They didn't have any infection or illnesses, and there wasn't any kind of external sign that showed what killed them, just that there was internal bleeding, and it was those blows, very similar to what was said in Arkansas on New Year's Eve when they had the red-winged blackbirds and the starlings also that went down. And now you also had this southern Louisiana area this small little town that had about 500 of the red-winged blackbirds falling, too. So I guess I can, like I said, I can buy the deal with the fireworks in Beebe. But was there something more to it? Because I almost feel like, you know, it's on America Tonight, I say, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't have an earthquake, a mudslide, a flood, something each and every week somewhere in the world. And, yeah, you could say, well, of course, there's millions of people and the planet is big. And so what's so unusual about that? But I think it's pretty unusual when we're coming on the air every night and telling you about more dead birds. This is like a conspiracy theorist's dream. And, of course, there are jokes, sadly, galore about what could have happened to these birds. Somebody said to me, in all seriousness, looked at me straight in the eye. It was the butcher. The guy who's the butcher across the street who said, is it so far-fetched to believe that it's an alien spaceship that the birds have somehow smashed into? It's the only explanation I can think of. And I thought, well, V is back on TV, so perhaps that's what's leading to the possibility of it must be an invasion. So there are a lot of people that are trying to get a handle on it. And this Dr. Michio Kaku had this to say about the dead birds.
Some kind of atmospheric disturbance creates disorientation, especially among the lead birds, causing the entire flock to disintegrate and die. If the lead blackbird is disoriented, you could have a whole flock of them barreling into houses, into telephone lines, into each other, and into the ground. It's conceivable that this mass suicide was sparked by some kind of atmospheric disturbance. Perhaps fireworks spooked the birds. Also, there's a possibility of a microburst. Chances are these are all separate incidences, random incidences that take place because of weather anomalies. For example, realize that every other year, going back 30 years, we've had similar incidences involving over 1,000 blackbirds.
Wow, 1,000 blackbirds. Can you imagine? So do you think it's plausible, that explanation? I'm going to say it's plausible. Better get some lead birds out there. We go from dead birds to things that make you go ooh and ah if you're a tech person. And in the technical world, they have the start of CES. And, of course, it's like, you know, major digital things that you're talking about. When you talk about the consumer electronics, it's incredible how far we've gone. And the consumer electronics show, as somebody who lived in Vegas for a short time, I can tell you, I'm not even really a gadget person, but it's very, very cool. So it swings into action on Thursday, and there's all kinds of goodies they're going to have on hand, a Windows, Android, mutant tablet, laptop, which I saw a photograph of, and it looked like it could do some pretty amazing things. For people who are health concerned, a blood pressure reader that tweets, great. All right, here's your blood pressure. This is pretty neat. Ski goggles that shoot HD video. So I don't know how practical it is, but if it shoots HD video in the ski goggles, you know, that home movie thing, is pretty dangerous. There have been people that have been killed. One of the Kennedys was killed that way when they were filming somebody on the slopes. They were turned backwards. I'm going to say it was Michael Kennedy. And so now this would be in the goggles, and they sell for upwards of, you know, $250 to $400 or whatever. And there's all kinds of things. It would be really fun, actually, to be at this show. So for a little more on the variety of stuff, here's Lance Olenoff on CES.
I'd like to call this year's CES Tablet Palooza. It's living up to the name big time. We've already seen a bunch of tablets, Asus, Lenovo. They're all rolling them out quickly. We've seen that kind of range of, you know, the things we expect, the tablets to the cool and unusual gadgets to the surprise announcements like last night GM announced that OnStar, which has been in GM cars for years, will now be available as an aftermarket product for all other cars.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just, he's just scratching the surface there. There are so many other things, I think, that will come out of the show. Some will be flops and some will be huge successes. Often it's a prototype that you may see it at the show. When I would go, there'd be things that would just blow you away, and they were getting ready to go to market, almost ready, all that stuff. Usually it's equipment and things and cool little goodies that are actually ready, but occasionally not completely ready. So sometimes it's kind of a test market, and that's a good idea. Go out and test some of the stuff, bring the stuff that you already know you've bagged, and then see what kind of reaction that you get from it. I guess it could save a company, certainly, some of the research that they do, or maybe add to the research, I guess. I think the blunder of the day is maybe a shocker for some, but Elizabeth Edwards, remember when, I want to say we were doing the show from New York, when it was announced that she was just gravely ill and this was the end. For some reason, seeing her in television shows and whatnot, you thought that she was really winning this battle with cancer, not winning it, that she was going to beat it because you knew it had gotten so bad. But all of a sudden, it was like the next day and she was gone. So now the will comes out and she left everything to her kids and not any mention whatsoever of her estranged husband, John Edwards, not at all in the will. And what's very interesting is that she's got three children, of course, Kate, Emma, and John. And Emma and John are much younger. Kate is 28. And in the will, she says she wants the children to be in the custody of her daughter. And her saga goes back to 2004 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer right before, if you remember, her husband, lost his bid for the VP when he was on that Kerry ticket. And then in 2006, she wrote a book and talked about surviving cancer, the diagnosis, and going through all that. And then in 2008, after her husband withdrew from the presidential race, she admitted, and that then he admitted eventually about the extramarital affair with the campaign videographer, that it was true. Then Elizabeth Edwards ended up writing another book, and like I said, the rest is sadly history. And, you know, the question is to me interesting that I remember her saying clearly, I see the father of my kids and that's important to me. I have a terminal disease. And at some point, you know, who will take over the primary parenting? And it's important to me that, you know, he heals if he needs to. So it's not to say that he wouldn't be involved with the kids, but how interesting that she wanted the daughter to be there for the two younger siblings and had no mention of him whatsoever in that will. All right, let's turn to the all-important birthdays. While some people turn pages in their life, there's a whole bunch of them that we're going to get to here as we march down yet another day, January 6th. Do we have any music, Maestro, or I can just... He's so good. I was going to sing, and that would not be good. I do not sing well, especially the birthday song. All right, quickly, Nancy Lopez, famous golfer back in her day, three-time LPGA champion golfer, 54 years old. How about Joey Adams from Dazed and Confused and Chasing Amy, 40 years old. Sid Barrett, founder of Pink Floyd, member, left the group, 65. Bonnie Franklin, One Day at a Time, 67 years old. How about Sun Young Moon, who is the founder of the Moonies, 91, but I'm not even sure if he's still alive. Joan of Arc, if she was alive, 599 years old. I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Make it count. living another day to have fun and enjoy it with the people close to you.
Thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
So how big of a business has online dating become? So big that I think, honestly, people are getting lost in the sauce. I've talked to a lot of guys, not just women that I know, that have tried Match.com and a few others. In fact, Match.com right now is being sued. They're facing a class action lawsuit. It's being filed by some former customers who say that they're misleading clients all over the place, because they have them pay for the access for all these dating files that are expired, or the profiles aren't right. They're false, and they're created by spammers. Can you imagine the disappointment? Anyway, the case against the company has been filed in Texas, and again, it accuses them of breach of contract, breach of implied covenant of good faith. This is a lot of legalese, and fair dealing and negligent misrepresentation. So I wanted to make sure that you had that all there. What about the old-fashioned kind of dating service? Do they have those anymore? Well, I'm going to introduce you to a lady who has one of those services, Candace I said your name wrong now.
Yes, that's all right.
Kubicek, right?
You got it, yes, Candace Kubicek.
All right, Candace Kubicek joins us now, and she, like I said, has an old-fashioned kind of dating service. It's that one-on-one feel. I love the fact that it's a one-on-one deal, and she joins us now to talk more about that. It's called WeMatchMake.com. Candace, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Sure, thank you for having me.
All right, so first of all, let's let's go back to your thoughts on online dating. You heard me mention this whole lawsuit that's now gotten a lot of buzz and the fact that it's become so big. My personal opinion is it's just too corporate. So it started off small and it was interesting. This was many, many years ago. And now you're just another number because there's so much volume there. Do you think somehow, because you're in the same business but you do it differently, that people get lost in that?
Yeah, I believe, you know, we take more of a quality versus quantity approach. And when you're in the online dating world, it's definitely about quantity. And it's a lot more automated, a lot less personal touch. We like to say that's high tech, low touch, whereas I'm very focused on high touch, low tech. And we just believe you get a better result when you have more of that focus on understanding who the people are individually versus just filling out a form online and letting an algorithm do the work for you.
Yeah. How did you get into this business? What made you decide to do the matchmaking thing?
You know, I just really enjoy helping others, and I realized between my own experiences and a lot of my friends and social networks that everyone at all ages, really, were having trouble meeting the right people. And it's such a key part of people's lives. And I figured how better to help people than to help them find someone to share their lives with. So hence I pursued this and decided to do some focus groups with all these lovely single people and find out where the opportunity was and what people really wanted. And this really came out as a big opportunity to help people on a more personal, local level and really take it offline and just get to know people on more of a human scale. And that's where the idea kind of came from, is just really wanting to help people and determining that this was a big opportunity because so many people were trying online that I knew and just dealing with lots of frustrations. And it took lots of time, and there was really not a lot of positive results from it. So
So how long has the service been around, and how many people have you made matches with?
The service has been around since 2009, and since the fall of 2009. And we've actually had quite a few successful matches, people that are still continuing to date. I would say, you know, over 30% of our clients have found successful matches. The others continue to meet new people. They're not quite sure they've found the right match yet, but they're still continuing to have successful meetings with people and get to know people, but not quite found that right person yet, so we're continuing to help them do so. But, yeah, we have had quite a few successful matches. Almost, it's a real high percentage. About 60 to 70% of the people we send on first dates actually want to see each other again, which is extremely high for blind dates. So we pride ourselves on that. Yeah, and a lot of that is because, you know, I almost say we're sort of reverse engineering it. We're really making sure that people match each other's criteria on a multitude of levels before they even see what the other person looks like. So many services, you first see what a person looks like and you want to date them and you know very little about them. But we actually make sure all the other pieces work before we even introduce them visually. So,
wow. So what happens? How does this work? Is there like an age requirement, or what? Somebody decides they want to do it, they pay you a fee, and they come in and you talk to them, get to know them. How does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's two options. People can either go directly to our website, which you mentioned is wematchmake.com, and fill out a brief little profile, and I will personally review it and send them some ideas of potential matches that we currently have as clients just to give them a feel for the kind of people that we have. Or they can just go directly to call me or email me, and I will sit down and do a free consultation. So anybody that wants to potentially be a client, I let them, you know, pick a day and time that works for them. I'll sit down with them, get to know them for about an hour. They get to know me. That's what makes it personal. And then after that hour, I will be honest and straightforward as to whether or not I believe I have potential matches. If I don't, I will let the person, you know, basically I'll offer to let them stay on hold until I do have matches because I want to run an honest business where I'm not taking people's money and then they're just sitting there on hold. So I'm very upfront. I get to know someone. They get to know me. They decide if they want to do business with me. And after that point, they decide if they want to join. There's no age requirement. I actually have clients all the way from their mid-20s to their mid-60s, and it's great because they're all looking for the same thing. They're all looking for a meaningful relationship, but they're all at different places in life. So it's really neat to be able to help such a broad range.
Wow. We're talking with Candace Kubitschek here from WeMatchMake.com. Candace, what are the things that you think make a good match? I mean, what's, you know, it's like the online dating service. They ask a lot of questions, I guess, of people the kind of hobbies they had, where they like to go, what was their religion. What's the criteria? Because you want to know as much about the person as possible to try to make the fit right, I'm assuming. So what kind of stuff would you ask?
Yeah, so, I mean, we cover a lot of the basic stuff, right, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page, whether it's religion or politics or hobbies or, you know, how extroverted or introverted they are. And the beauty of it is when I meet with people, I get to know more than just someone filling out information on themselves. I get to know them across the table, and I get to see their mannerisms and if they're shy or if they're cracking jokes or if they're outgoing. There's all these things you can tell about somebody in person. And, you know, through all of my training and experience, I can tell, you know, I understand whether or not that person would work well with another person. And so, we go over a lot of the basics, but then we also just get into understanding their previous experiences, what's worked, what's not worked. A lot of times I'll challenge people to sort of step outside of their normal type, I guess I would say. So many people are focused on a specific type, and I really encourage people to open their mind up a little bit and really make sure that, you know, that they're exploring more options, because more often than not, people actually end up in serious relationships with people that aren't their initial type. So, and there are lots of studies, too, that talk about people and their families and how attributes of their families and their parents and their relationships growing up really have a lot to do with, or a lot of impact, I should say, on what kind of person will be a good match for them. So there's been a lot of interesting studies on that. So I talk to people about their families and understand the relationships with their families and just try and get a little deeper than the normal questionnaire about whether or not they like to fish or travel or ski and what religion and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's more about understanding layers of who this person is. And then the great part of it is, as I work through the dating process with them, I'm personally setting them up on the date with other people that I already know, because I know every single client. So I can vouch for every client, and I know all the information is accurate. So as I set them up on dates, it's a constant feedback loop. I set them up on the date. They may or may not realize things that they didn't tell me before, and it's a building process. And we continue to evolve and get closer and closer to what their ideal match is as they learn more about themselves as well. And building on that, sorry, I'm talking a lot here, but one of the unique things we actually do that I don't believe any other service does is we actually provide feedback to both people after the date. So we let the other person know what was said about them as far as how the date went. And our clients really love this because it's a way for them to gain valuable awareness that you don't get in the real dating world. You either never hear back from somebody or you don't necessarily hear the truth. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a post-date analysis kind of coaching session. And it really helps. A lot of people don't realize they're fidgeting or they're talking about themselves too much. So it's just a lot more complete dating process than just plugging in information and going out on dates with people that you're attracted to online. It's a full package.
Yeah, and what you said is at the top, you were telling us it's like 60 to 70% wow go back on a second date. So that has to make you feel good. To you, then that, and this business started in 2009. So to you, that means, wow, we hit a home run. That's a good thing, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, we continue to learn and evolve and get feedback from clients. And, you know, that's the great part. A big percentage of our business is word of mouth. I would say, on average, 75% of our new clients are word of mouth because, you know, it speaks highly about the quality of our work because people, our current clients and people that know about us, are telling other people. So it's really wonderful.
All right, Candace Kubitschek from WeMatchMake.com. Check it out, folks, WeMatchMake.com. They've even got dating tips on their site. Good luck to you, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.